Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And we have one of those guys on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. Malik Smith, former college basketball player, Cleveland Heights guy, who is going to rookie camp with our Cleveland Browns. Hello, Malik. How are you?
Hey, Malik.
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Congratulations to your family. Your younger brother, Tyreek, drafted by Seattle. He's going to camp. You're going to camp with the Browns. How pumped are you about this opportunity? We're going to get into the specifics of the switch in a minute, but just the opportunity to try out with the hometown team.
Oh man, I'm super pumped. I wish it started yesterday, to be honest. it's been a huge blessing. I just started playing football 5 months ago. Just made the decision to switch over, and with the support of, you know, my family and the people along the journey, I've just been taking it day by day and making things happen. And thank God and the Cleveland Browns for giving me an opportunity to go showcase, you know, what I've been learning and what I've been doing over the past 5 months. So I'm excited.
All right, Malik, first of all, let's all thank your mom for having the athletic ability that she had compared to your dad, who was one of my former teammates. So first, I think the biggest blessings need to go to your mom for being a great athlete, because I'm not quite sure you got it all from your dad. Your dad was a hell of a basketball player, though. I will say that he was a great player at Heights. Does he ever tell you stories about how good he was?
Yeah, he tells me. I always tell him, I'm like, yeah, you were all right.
He was okay. As he got older, he got better. I got to tell you, I always loved playing with him. He was a great teammate. I'm sure that's where some of the stuff is rubbed off for you and your brother. How did you even get looked at for football? Did it all start out with a camp at Ohio State, or what happened there?
Literally, it started out with me visiting Tyreek at Ohio State. Okay. They have a basketball court inside their football facility. And I had been working out. I had visited him for maybe about a week. And I want to say on the third day, there was a coach that had been coming in and giving recruits tours of the facility. So each day I was seeing him, you know, multiple times. And like I said, I want to say it was the third day he came in. He was like, "Malik, man, like, you look like you're a football player. Like, I've been watching you the past couple of days, like the way you're moving, though, your size, your ability." And, you know, he was like, "Well, can you catch?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can catch. Like, I rebound, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not a football player." I was telling him, I'm sticking to basketball. Like, my brother has been trying to get me to play. I'm just going to focus on football. I mean, excuse me, I'm focused on basketball." And he was like, "No, like, I'm not telling you, like, you need to play. Like, you can do this." And then he literally walked off. After that, I had gotten into the car with my brother, and I was telling him, you know, what had happened. And then he was the one that was just like, "Hey, Malik, like, now I'm not asking you anymore. I'm telling you, like, you need to play football, bro. Like, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose from it. And, you know, why not?" He was like, "I'm telling you, based on what I'm seeing as your brother, like, you can do this. And I can help you get there, and we can do this together." And from that day forward, I just switched up my focus. Literally just switched it up in the car and was like, "Okay, like, let's make this happen."
Malik, when was that?
This was last July.
Wow. Maybe. Okay.
So, yeah, so
did you play college
July.
Basketball the last year?
So, and that's what I was saying. So my deal was that I was going to go play football, but I was going to wait till after my basketball season, because I had wanted to wait, you know what I'm saying, to finish out what I started with basketball. But when I had arrived back to campus in August, we had a lot of stuff happen within our program and our athletic department that kind of, you know, put the players you know, we were on a standstill. We weren't able to do much for like the first 2.5 months into the school year.
And you were at Fisk, right? You were at Fisk?
Yeah, I was at Fisk, yeah. So, obviously not being able to do anything basketball, it was making the decision to really, you know, play football, you know, open more ways. It was like I could see it, like, slowly but surely start to open up more and more as the basketball was starting to close. And it was probably about end of October going into November, and at that point I was like, you know what, like I'm about to do this, and I'm about to just start playing and start getting ready for the NFL right now. And that's where I started. So I really started in October, November.
So how did you get the invite to Ohio State's Pro Day? Is that all because your brother? Your brother's like, hey, can my brother just work out? Or how'd that work out?
Well, yeah. So during the time I was training for you know, saying to be a football player, the biggest thing I had to do was get into a Pro Day. And Ohio State, the coaches had allowed me to join, literally had allowed me to join their Pro Day. I had been keeping in contact with them just about the work that I had been doing and progressively, you know, getting better. Because I wanted them to know, like, just, you know, this is Ohio State's Pro Day we're talking about, you know. And I wanted them to know that you're not going to have just anybody coming in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I want you guys to know, like, how dedicated, how serious I am about this. That's why it's not just like, oh, you guys are letting me, you know, just join. And so, I proved to them, and they gave me the green light to join their Pro Day. And literally, I went in there on Pro Day on March 23rd and just did my thing.
So, but I mean, it's got to be unusual. So you're there. I'm sure there were probably a couple of guys that didn't go to Ohio State that were there, right? Plenty of guys.
Yeah, it was me and one other guy.
Okay. So, but like after that, like, you know, I'm reading stories are like, oh, Malik Smith impresses NFL personnel at Ohio State's Pro Day. What happened next? Like, who's the first team that talks to you and says, hey, we would like to have your phone number for draft day, or we want to keep our eye on you? Like, tell me about that. Like, what's that like? You're a basketball player who just went to, it's a crazy story. You're a basketball player who goes to a Pro Day, and now all of a sudden you're in the NFL world. And just like, it doesn't matter if the Browns or anybody, what team walks up to you or what team says to you, hey, we kind of like you. Let's talk a little bit more.
Absolutely. So the day before the Pro Day at Ohio State, I received a text from one of the staff members at Ohio State, and the Browns had requested me to do a Wonderlic test.
That's awesome.
I didn't even know what a Wonderlic test was. You know what I mean? It was
right.
It was just a lot of stuff that was going on.
And at this point, saying, thank God I got my brains from my mom. Thank God I got my brains from my mom.
Right. So I'm literally like, you know, the day before he texted me, hey, you need to be at the facility a little bit earlier. The Browns have requested you to take the Wonderlic. So I said, okay, no problem. I don't know what it is, but I'll be there. Next day rolls around, and the Browns, obviously, you know, they give me the Wonderlic test, and I go to get up to go head back to the locker room to put my stuff on. And the Browns, you know, he looked at me and he was like, hey, man, so I heard a little bit about your story. You were a basketball player in college, right? And I was like, yeah, you know, I've only been training for a few months, you know, like, I really think this is something I can do. And he was like, oh, no, like, let me hear your story. Like, I want to hear it.
That's awesome.
And I was like, okay. So, you know, we sat there and I told him my whole journey and, you know, how when I was dealing, you know, at school playing basketball and dealt with mental health and the transferring and got to Fisk and the program. Like, we went, you know, detailed. We went all the way into it. And that was it, though. That was, you know, it wasn't anything like he never asked me for my number or anything like that. You know, we just had a great conversation. And we just, you know, talked about life, talked about some of the things I had went through. And then he was like, okay, like, I'll see you, you know what I'm saying? I'll see you out there.
It had to be a thrill, though, right? That's got to be a thrill.
No, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You know, Cleveland, you know, he knew I was from Cleveland. He knew I went to high school. So I could tell he had did his research, but at that point, it was just about him hearing it from me. You know what I'm saying? And getting a feel from me is what it really, really looked like it was coming down to. But when it came down to the drills, he was actually the coach that was some of the drills. They literally had to teach me. Like, I was learning them off to the side, and then I was hopping right back in the line and performing it for all the NFL teams to write down on their clipboards. You know what I mean? So
that's awesome.
I was literally like, you know, having to learn and perform, and, you know, a couple of the drills they had to blow the whistle for me to start over again. And he was out there, you know, actively, like, you know, really teaching me, like, you know, and I'll start again, like, start this way, like, you know, put this hand down right here, count your steps. So he was really helping me along the way. Again, didn't think anything of it other than I'm new out here. I don't know what I'm doing, and I just want to do the best I can, you know.
Malik Smith joining us. Malik, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, and then when it came down to route running, that's when I really raised the eyebrows of the teams, because I had been training with Jermichael Finley, former tight end from the Packers, and I was just like, that's where I'm going to – that's where I feel like I'm going to make my noise. That's where I feel like I was going to impress the people the most, and that's what I did. I went out there and ran about 14 routes. I didn't drop a pass. My routes didn't look crisp, you know what I mean? And
sure.
I only had doing them at for a few months, you know. It was really good to finally just get out there and be able to showcase, and that was like a first sign of like, okay, yeah, I'm right where I belong, you know.
That's cool.
Malik Smith joining us, 6'6", 265 pounds. That's a tight end build. That's not necessarily a basketball build, unless you're a power forward and elbowing people, which I'm sure you were doing, which is just great. Now, this is, you know, you think of Jimmy Graham, who played at Miami, you know, 4 years of basketball, then played 1 year of college football. Antonio Gates actually played college football, started at Michigan State, I believe, in college football, and then ended up in basketball at Kent State, then went back to football. And a guy named Adam Shaheen was at Gannon, I believe, playing basketball, and then moved to Ashland to play football as a tight end. And all these guys were tight ends. You're not getting that college experience, and you're going straight in. What's been the biggest part of the learning curve, Malik?
Just like I said, at Pro Day, I had to develop an ability to not just learn things and pick up on things fast, because I was pretty good at doing that, but learning them and picking them up and then going and performing them as well, you know what I mean, within such a tight time span. You know, every level that I've, you know, starting, you know, with Jermichael and then at Ohio State's Pro Day, and then now it's going to be the Browns rookie minicamp. It's like everywhere I go, I've had to start from scratch, you know, like just because I'm so far behind. And it's not just stuff that's on the field, it's off the field too. You know what I mean? Like the football, like the strength, like I was just behind in everything. So I had to just drown myself in the world of football and literally just 24/7 eat, think, breathe, sleep football. And it really helped me. There was a lot of sacrifices I had to make. I missed out on, like, it was my last year of college. I missed out on all of like the homecomings, and you know, my school allowed me to finish early in December and being able to train for the NFL. So I just sacrificed. I just put my head down, work, put my faith in the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I had my support system. I just got to work and so, I didn't make any excuses. And I feel like that's what's carried me this far and gotten me to this point. I've never made any excuses. I started off behind each step, you know what I mean? But I just keep continuing to just put my faith in myself and God and move forward.
All right, so this is the beginning of the journey then, right? I mean, I'm sure the beauty of it is the Browns love to run tight ends. And so,
yes.
I mean, you're on a team that really likes tight ends, and there may be some opportunity down the road. But realistically, what's the goal? Just make it through camp and then see what happens? Obviously, the goal is to make it in the NFL, but you've got to be realistic about it, knowing that there's really no college football resume behind you, and that this thing could take a lot of turns before it's all said and done.
No, absolutely. I think just my biggest thing is just going, whatever is in my path, taking care of that day by day, you know. So right now I'm looking in, just going and looking forward to going in a rookie mini camp and then tackling that day by day on 13th, 14th, and 15th. You know what I mean? And then, you know, whatever happens then, I will move accordingly with that. But that's been the biggest thing. I mean, this is a process. This is a journey. And it's had many ups and downs. Many all up until this point, you know what I mean? And I feel like it's going to continue to be that. But like I said, I've put my head down. I've worked myself, you know what I'm saying, to be able to have this opportunity present itself. And I'm just going to keep working until more opportunities keep presenting itself, you know? I'm really looking forward to going in rookie mini camp, though, and really just taking care of business. Because you know, even from March 23rd at Pro Day, I've gotten so much better. You know what I mean? And my growth ceiling is so high. I think it's just going to really just be a something that's going to be viewed as really positive. When it comes to me, it's no college film, Right. No, nothing. But if you look at me on the field, you wouldn't be able to tell I didn't play football.
That's awesome.
It's fine with us. We want to see you play football in the future, too. So best of luck to you. We are rooting for you. This is going to be great. Please tell your mom and dad I said hello, and I'll keep praying for you, knowing that I hope you have your mother's athletic skills. I'm just teasing you. If you need some good jokes about your dad or about his history and about one of his teammates that couldn't make a basket but could play defense, just give me a call. I'll let you know.
And Andy will find somebody who fits that bill. Thanks, Malik.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Hey, best of luck.
Malik Smith.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully we see him in a Browns uniform this year as a tight end.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.